settling into our seat, just finding the lower body stable, well supported. And just feeling the cushion we're sitting on, feeling the wide base of support between the knees and sit bones or tailbone. And the sense that the foundation of the body is solid, stable. And you might feel the firmness of the floor beneath you, contact with the floor through the legs and knees. And as the lower body finds the sense of stability, softening effort, softening tension as much as we can through the whole upper body. So letting our face relax, especially around the eyes, nose and mouth, the jaw. Allowing the neck and shoulders to soften. Relax as much as they can. And to settle back into our seat, softening through the front and back of the chest, the heart space. So often we can have a subtle kind of leaning forward into action, into our lives, or a pulling back away from our lives, away from contact. In this practice, we look for the balance point between these two, where we're neither leaning in nor pulling back, but resting at ease over our center. As the upper body finds that midpoint or balance point, diaphragm and belly can soften, allowing the organs to soften, and feeling breath down in the belly, rising and falling. We can begin by reminding ourselves of the feeling of kindness, friendliness. Thinking of someone you care for, or just beings in general. The way that we can feel the easeful or gentle impulse of kindness. May everyone be well. May all beings be nourished, cared for. And we can just feel this quality begin to manifest in the body, our state shifting slightly as the warmth of kindness is invoked. What happens when you see the image of someone you love or care for, or a group of people you care for? We feel for that little shift toward caring. This is the first of the Brahma Viharas, or divine dwelling places, metta, loving kindness, friendliness. Taking a few deep breaths, inviting this quality to fill the body and to shine out in all directions. So we connect with our body breathing in a simple, gentle breath. It can be a fuller breath or a softer breath, whatever is most comfortable. And the quality of kindness soaking through the body as we breathe. May everyone be well. I wish everyone well. When this quality of kindness encounters suffering or pain, it naturally changes form into compassion, known as the quivering of the heart that comes into contact with pain. And we can find this quality by bringing to mind someone who is clearly suffering. And for this, choose not a close friend or a loved one, but someone who you know is suffering, but you're not intimate with. Someone that you see on the street. Someone whose suffering is visible. For whom you can simply feel the ache that they're suffering at all. And that ache isn't mixed up with personal love or intimacy. I see in my mind's eye or in my heart space the image of a young man in my neighborhood, profoundly wounded, visibly wounded, who haunts in some ways a few particular blocks and is difficult to connect with. But I feel this ache every time I see him. Feeling in your body, if it feels safe to do so. And if it doesn't, letting the meditation go and just opening your eyes and resting here in the space, in the circle. But if it feels safe to do so, connecting with the ache in the heart that sees suffering. And allowing it also to soak through the body. And this can be a safe place to feel this ache, where there's no demand that we act, and there's no threat to our person here. It's safe to care about another. Breathing, allowing the ache of compassion to suffuse the body with the breath, filling the whole body with breath. And as we find this feeling, the sense of care and ache in the presence of suffering, and then we look out further with our inner vision, everything in front of us, whatever direction we're facing, everything that would be touched if we could beam this quality out forward. May all beings in front of me, wrapping around the whole world or out into space, may all those beings be relieved of suffering. I care about their suffering. You can feel the front of your body breathing as you radiate the quality of care, compassion, out to the front. And then to the left, feeling your whole left side breathing, and all the beings to my left. Vast numbers, uncountable beings. I see that you suffer. I care about your suffering. May your suffering be eased. Radiating the quality of compassion or care to the left. With the breath through the whole left side of the body. To the back of the body, feeling the back of our body breathe, the back of the heart space, the ribs and spine, sacrum, breathing, feeling the movement of breath in the back of the body, and bringing into the heart all the beings behind. All the beings in this direction behind me. May your suffering be eased. I care about your suffering, about your pain. And to the right, full breath through the right side of the body, radiating the heart quality out through the right to touch all beings in this direction. I see your suffering and care. May your suffering be eased. And the same practice for the direction above the head. and below the body into the earth. All the beings below. We finish bringing attention back to the sense of the whole body breathing. Bright sphere of sensation and breath and pulsation, soaked through with the quality of care. And especially if it's an important reminder for you to include yourself in the circle of care you just created. I too suffer and feel pain. And may my suffering be eased. I care about my own suffering. Lastly, you might experiment with a subtle shift in the practice toward yourself that lets go of the personal pronouns and just recognizes that due to conditions, suffering arises right here in the experience of this one whose name and body you bear. And you can see that suffering without identifying with it or being lost in it. May the suffering arising right here be eased. Notice that you can radiate that compassion and be the one suffering at the same time. As we sit in silence, you can rest in the position of the one who cares. Or let the heart practice subside and return to mindfulness of breathing or body.